It's another What a Weird Week Show holiday special. I'll have a weird, weird Christmas.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
You'll be due when I'll ride where the old Christmas applied. But I have a weird, 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 weird Christmas.
Take it away, baby.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott, and this is the What a Weird Week Show. Usually, we are a weird news catch-up in a top 10 countdown. If you want audio, video, and show notes, you can go to shownotes.page. Here comes season something, episode can't remember, for Friday, December the 15th. It's a holiday special, you guys.
10.
A little bit less weird news and more of a holiday potpourri. Snowpourri. Ugh. Why did I even?
10.
Number 10, the airing of grievances has begun. The Tampa Bay Times asked people to send in their grievances, as is the custom, for Festivus. They've started publishing those grievances. Here's one person's grievance. My wife referring to the pet stroller as my walker, while people nod sadly as I walk by. That's from Daryl in Tampa. Here's another one. When you bring a bucket of meatballs to the theme park to graze from, like a modern feed bag, and halfway through the day, your wife dumps them out because you shouldn't eat meat from a bucket. That's from Rick in St. Petersburg. Rick sent in a photo of the meatball bucket, by the way. Festivus is December 23rd. If you haven't already begun airing your grievances, there's still lots of time.
9.
Number 9 is the Great Pennsylvania Christmas Tree Toss. That's what I call it. The event takes place this weekend in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's for charity. People throw Christmas trees across a parking lot. The quote, participants throw a Tannenbaum across the parking lot at Mike's More Miles Automotive on Steffco Boulevard. 11 a.m. local time, Saturday, December the 16th. According to legend, this event started, believe it or not, out of anger or frustration with a mechanic at the garage chucking the garage's evergreen tree into the parking lot. Then it became a tradition in 2002 when the owner of the Meineke challenged the person at the More Miles Automotive to a friendly Tannenbaum chucking contest. And now it's turned into a wonderful tradition. No more frustration or anger. It's hope and charity and love and fun. Holiday fun. Welcome back to the What a Weird Week Show and a happy holidays.
8.
Number 8, the article from Atlas Obscura claims that unusual Christmas ornaments make the holidays weird and wonderful. They asked readers to contribute. Here's the quote. To inspire your own weird ornament collection, we asked readers on our Facebook page to share photos and memories of their favorite unusual Christmas ornaments. From a daughter's rubber croc to the hand-blown Santor, a very sexy Santa Centaur, these treasures just might persuade you to purchase or make your own weird ornament for the holidays. So, we have the link and some of the photos. I cannot unsee the teeth on feet, the giant teeth on feet. Why did the teeth have human feet? The teeth on feet ornament is one to check out, and the aforementioned Santa Centaur, which may stir up, I should have said PG-13 before I launched into this number 8 story, because the Santa Centaur may stir up some conflicting sentiments. Put it that way. I'm not sure if it's right to have a sexy Santa Centaur, but it is fun to say.
7.
Number 7 from Delish.com, 25 Christmas snack recipes that'll keep everyone full and festive. Why did I seemed a little bit suspicious of that, didn't I? Full and festive. Well, I'll be the judge of that. The article is a slideshow. Maybe that's why I'm a bit cranky. I'm a bit down on slideshows when you click on an article and then it's like 25 more slides to go. So that can be divisive. But some of the highlights, pesto pizza stuffed star bread. That starts off the slideshow. Puppy Chow, that's a delicious cereal, sugar, chocolatey treat. Deviled eggs, still showing up to the party. Hey, deviled eggs? and a cheese ball in the shape of a Christmas tree. That is quite a highlight. You may want to check that photo out. The link if you click shownotes.page.
It seems like Christmas.
It seems like Christmas. I'm Gib Giberson. This Christmas, among my greatest wishes is that a loving warmth and tremendous sense of peace enters into your heart and resides there throughout the coming year. I also hope that the fast-paced excitement that accompanies this time of year doesn't cause you to lose sight of the real reason for this season. And one final wish is that when I awake on Christmas morning this year, there is an 8-person hot tub waiting for me underneath my Christmas tree. The hot tub will be millennium pink in color, and it will be filled with Gold Bond Extra Strength Anti-Itch Medicated Powder, which I will soak in for most of the day. If the Gold Bond Extra Strength Anti-Itch Medicated Powder clogs the filter of my Millennium Pink hot tub, my second final wish this Christmas is that I also receive a second 8-person hot tub, also located under my tree, which will serve as a backup hot tub. The second hot tub will be filled with $100 bills. I'm Gib Giberson. Have a Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to the What a Weird Week show.
Six.
Number six is from Slate's advice column, Care and Feeding by Nicole Chung. The article is titled, Our Family's Christmas Gathering Has Taken a Weird Turn and I Want Out. Maybe you're coming into the holidays, you might face something similar. And if you haven't had a chance to read this article, I will give you the gist. A widow with two sons writes in to talk about visiting her brother-in-law and sister-in-law and how it's nice, but the in-law's friends are cold and unfeeling. That is me paraphrasing. What should the lady do? And Nicole answers, it could be as simple and non-accusatory as saying, we really appreciate the invitation, but we've noticed that some of your friends seem a little uneasy over our presence. Something like that. Let them know. Or Nicole says, also, it's okay to decline an invitation to Christmas. Any future Christmases also. And I don't know, Nicole, did you mean like, I'm not coming this Christmas and don't invite me ever again? You mean like all future Christmases off the table or one, you take them as they come? Anyway, link to the article. Maybe you're in a similar situation. Nicole says, it's okay to say no and stay home and eat the cheese ball that's in the shape of the Christmas tree. Hey, callback. That was callback to the last one, you guys. You're listening to the What a Weird Week show. All the best of the season to you. Thanks for listening.
Five.
Number five from Women's Health Magazine is 41 unique, funny, and weird Christmas gifts to get your friends this holiday season. They suggest a tiny winter coat for wine bottles, socks with your face on them, the Grow a Boyfriend novelty item, and tiny fake hands to wear on your fingers. The whole thing kind of reads like a commercial with affiliate links, but there might be a useful link there for you. Maybe when you heard tiny hands to wear on the tips of your fingers, maybe you were like, that is absolutely Charlene. My Christmas shopping is done.
Four.
Number four is Christmas puns from Reader's Digest. You know exactly what you're getting. When you hear Reader's Digest and Christmas puns, you know the quality of pun you're getting, don't you? They claim the puns are elfin hilarious, which seemed a little bit avant-garde for a Reader's Digest. To me, maybe I'm too buttoned down. Am I too buttoned down for Reader's Digest? Elfin hilarious? Some of these puns include, say it ain't so. No, wait, sorry. I already blew it. Slay it ain't so. Slay it ain't so. Also, single bells, single bells, single all the way. Make it rain, dear. And don't mind the resting Grinch face. Oh, one more. It's the most wonderful time for beer. Some of the puns, the Christmas puns, a giant list of Christmas puns that will keep everyone in stitches this holiday from Reader's Digest. The link to the full list if you click the show notes or go to shownotes.page.
Three.
Number three, the Pioneer Women website article 45 funny Christmas movies that'll make you say ho, ho, ha. Recommend Spirited, the Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds movie. Candy Cane Lane featuring Eddie Murphy. They also recommend Krampus, which I found terrifying, not hilarious. Also, Get Santa and Home Alone make the list. I like the idea of a big old list of movies that'll make me go ho, ho, ha. You can do a deep dive and watch all of the movies. I want to say that the ho, ho, ha results may vary. Some of these movies will be a ho, ho, ha. Some of them will be a ha, ha, ho, and etc. The link is in the show notes. Normally, we catch you up on the weird news that happened this past week. This is the What a Weird Week show. Happy holidays. Honorable mention. In the honorable mention slot, a holiday drink recipe. If you're craving Dorito-flavored booze and you're disappointed to learn that that booze they announce is only coming out after the holidays. Dorito-flavored booze, you guys, but not available for your holiday get-togethers. So, we are publishing a recipe to create your own cheesy booze. The recipe is two easy steps. Number one, make some nacho cheese sauce. Number two, add a bunch of booze to that sauce and drink it. Two easy steps, kablammy. Move aside, Doritos. There's a new cheesy booze in town. The Dorito booze gets a limited edition release in January, $65 a bottle. Number two, weird advent calendars. Maybe they'll be on sale by the time you hear this and you can get a great deal. Plus, you'll have a bunch of windows to open right away. This is from Hello Magazine. They recommend this ramen noodles advent calendar, which sounds like a delicious idea. Just check the sodium maybe on that. Also, they recommend a saucy grown-up fun time one from Ann Summers. Every window has, you know, something saucy. A sewing advent calendar. One with cheese and one where you get the pieces to make a radio. After 24 days of opening windows, you've got yourself a working radio. That's interesting. I'm not sure if you do advent calendars, but I'll tell you what, at our house we do advent calendars and sometimes it's the best part of your day. Gets you out of bed. You roll out of bed to open the window and eat delicious breakfast chocolate, and then it's all downhill from there. Get caught up on the weird news of the week. This is the What a Weird Week show.
One.
Except this week we're not catching you up on the weird news of the week because it's Christmas time, baby.
One.
Number one this week, Rosie Taylor writing for The Sun. Quote, I tested all the weird Christmas food. This is a helpful article. Maybe you wanted to test some Christmas food, some weird stuff yourself. And now you can read Rosie's article and you'll know whether to waste your time on it or not. Among the weird holiday foods she tried, chips that taste like cheese and sparkling wine, 6 out of 10, or crisps. She would maybe refer to them as crisps, depending where you're at. Anyway, deep fried potatoes, delicious and salty, but also cheese and wine flavored. 6 out of 10 for those. Sticky toffee cheese was a 3 out of 10. Black Forest Christmas pudding, which looked pretty rough to me, actually, but she gives an 8 out of 10 for the Christmas pudding, and chocolate wine got a 5 out of 10. So depending where you're at, those might not be available to you. But Rosie's article might give you the courage to try some other disgusting flavor of chips or crisps. Hey, so thank you, Rosie, for that. Hope you have a rosy Christmas, Rosie. Do you, what's that? You get that all the time. Sorry. Okay, that's it. That's our weird holiday edition of the What a Weird Week show. For show notes and more, go to shownotes.page. Next Friday, we've got another holiday theme show lined up. And by the way, if you're tuned in live, thank you for that. Every weekend, we're one of the things you can hear on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio or see the link on our show notes page. And they got us hooked up. Thanks, Alex. Got us hooked up on Blue Sky. Got us the invite code. You can look for at What a Weird Week on Blue Sky now.